The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Can we talk about the last day of high school? When you know that you've got to be a grown-up. You remember that? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's like you go from being under your parents' roof to now you got to do things on your own. I remember being little and watching my grandmother drive and thinking, how am I going to know where to go? How am I going to know how to get from A to B? How am I going to buy groceries? Like, I had all this anxiety, and I was like six.
And that's where it all stems from.
That's where it all stems from. I just couldn't understand it. And then when you leave home, it's kind of scary.
It is
first.
A little scary.
So you still haven't figured out how your grandma drives.
I don't. Anthony, hardy, har, har.
You still get lost.
I do have a bad sense of direction.
And you stop going to the grocery store, so.
Yeah. You know what? Thank goodness for Google Maps, okay? Because I don't know how I did it back in the day.
I was always freaking out about this time. I never knew if I was going to pass my grade, so it was like.
Oh, auto.
It was really? From like fourth grade till senior year. It was always last 2 weeks. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do to pass?
Even your last senior year?
Oh, my senior year was the worst. I had to pass this math class, and my teacher told me, because I was known not to show up to class. She told me, if you don't show up to every single class this last month, I will fail you.
Ooh.
And I missed one of them because I went to senior ditch day.
Oh, Otto!
And so I went and showed up to the final, and I sat down, and she looked at me. She said, you don't have any reason to take this test. And I was like, okay. And she said, go ahead and turn it in. So I turned it in, and I walked out, and I was like, what does that mean? I had to wait till the next day because the next day was graduation. And luckily, my name was on that chair.
Oh, do you think she might have been trying to teach you a lesson?
I think she taught me a lesson.
Yeah, the lesson is don't go to senior ditch day.
Well, I mean, you still got away with it, so good
job. I mean, I'm glad that I handled college a lot differently than I did high school. I was a scholar in college.
Nice piece of advice.
Plus, I was paying for it.
Yeah, that's the difference right there. Yeah.
Nah, look at you. You're talking like you have a daughter in college now. I think that's why we're hearing a different tone right now in your voice, dude.
No. I mean, she was always a good student, and I'm very honest with Ava. I've always told her everything about my entire childhood and how bad of a kid I was.
Ava Maddox takes after me in that sense.
She's nothing like her dad. She's a lot like her mom.
What do we have for National Day Anthony A?
Oh, all right, we have International Museum Day.
Oh, I know it sounds like it's boring, but it's not. When you go to a museum, there's so much to look at and learn. And some museums are even interactive. I still remember when, Otto, you took me to the museum in New York, and I saw there that Native Americans, before the Spanish arrived, had been trading from down in Mexico all the way up to New York, trading different things, including cacao, chocolate. Well, of course, I would go that far for chocolate, too.
Take your kid to a museum. It'll open their mind to all new ideas.
All right, what's next, Anthony A?
Also, museums are like the best dating right now in this dating scenario in this economy.
Very
cheap. It's like a fixed plan. Yep, very cheap. It's good to go. And we'll wrap it up on National No Dirty Dishes.
Oh, there's something else that I would go very far for. If somebody would just make sure that when I shut the kitchen down at night, that's it. I don't want to wake up and see a spoon in the sink, a fork on the side.
And that will start an argument in the morning.
I felt that I was directed towards you.
You felt right, Ant.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, Drake dropped three albums, Iceman, Maid of Honor, Habidi, and not only is he coming at Kendrick and LeBron, he's attacking radio? What?
Oh.
Let's talk about it on the back end of Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
We have George Strait and Tina Fey celebrating their birthday.
Okay, so Drake had a monumental drop when it came to Iceman and the other two albums.
One of the greatest, released. If not the greatest album rollout of all time. I've never seen anybody take over a major city and major buildings and do a major fireworks display like that.
Props to him for that, but he also broke the internet, right? All the music, streaming platforms crashed.
Multiple DSPs.
YouTube, I believe, had at one point over 500,000 people watching at one time. So there might have been millions and millions altogether. I give him props for that. His attack on radio, I'm not so sure. This is an excerpt from a song called Too Hard for Radio.
Yeah, it's Mr. Popstar, that's a way to go. Now I'm too hard for the radio. Too hard for the radio.
I get it. So, you know, first he's a pop guy, he's a singing guy, and now he's too hard because the last single he released.
Yeah, so when he put out What Did I Miss, radio didn't play it, and they said it was too hard, and he was upset about it. So,
what?
I mean, it's not like Drake hasn't been in rotation for the past 16 years consistently.
I know, but so the excuse, he's too hard, I get it.
So is Drake kind of dissing me now?
That's what's up, dude. That's what's up.
Yo, also, I'm being attacked by Drake. Yeah.
Shout out to our homie P-Lo, friend of the show, who produced that song for Drake.
I know. Man. Shout out P-Lo, man. That was a huge look for him.
Man,
great guy,
P-Lo.
Dana, me and Dana have been talking about this for a while. It feels so good to see Drake having fun again, and that's what I think is really happening. I think that's why these three albums are resonating across the board.
So for me, it just sounds like normal Drake. I didn't hear anything on the albums that I haven't heard before from Drake, which was a little bit disappointing to me because his first albums, it was always a different Drake on every album. You got a different sound, a different take.
Where people would make fun of him. Oh, you sound like this. You sound like that. Now he sounds like Drake.
I don't know. Did he?
No. Drake did the three albums, Otto, because he wants out of the UMG contract. It's done. He's completed it. He's going to keep fighting till he's out. He's pulling a Prince. For those who don't know, way back in the day, Prince had an argument as well, trying to get out of his contract. You don't own me. He had the slave. Remember that on the side of his face? That's how Drake feels right now. He does not want to continue in this partnership with this music group. He thinks that they're taking advantage of him. So there you go.
From what I understand, he paid for the entire rollout. The album, had nothing to do with it.
I'm sure he did. Is it a smart idea for him to go completely independent?
Yeah, he's Drake. Everybody knows who he is. He'll be fine. It's hard when nobody knows who you are, but when you are somebody who's like a top tier, world class artist, he's going to just make all the money for himself when it comes to touring, merch, his albums, everything will be his.
Also, the rollout, you just talked about it. This is a moment in music history that will live forever. You can love the project, you can hate the project, you can say whatever you want. You're talking about it. And that's something that's exciting. Like, Otto woke me up. Oh, no, 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 fireworks. No, no, no. I'm like, what is happening?
I still have a theory that him and Kendrick have kind of cooled things over.
I don't know. From the sound of the album, it doesn't really seem that way.
No, it doesn't sound that way. And I mean, he did also make this single to get back in rotation in radio. It's one of my favorite songs on the project.
They call me Drizzy Drake and I'm keeping a name. I sport Nike shoes. I got a mic to use to talk bad about you. I don't like you fools.
All I want to do is keep playing the song. Shout out to P-Lo on
the production. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can get a free psychic reading right now. And of course, we're all getting our spiritual forecast as a collective. It's time for What's Your Sign with Sirmati. Sirmati, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Feeling good. I don't know how we are. We don't know yet, but we're going to find out. We're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week shortly. First, though, we always ask if you would like a free psychic reading to call in. We have a listener on the line. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Okay, Ms. Sagittarius, what's your first name?
My name is
Go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
I'm trying to find out if it's going to work out. It's a job that I'm currently at, or do I need to look for other employment?
Are you feeling something?
Yeah, and I'm not about it.
How long have you been there?
About 2 months.
Ooh, are you looking for another job?
I already started looking, but I'm like, you know, is it the right thing to do? Like, I'm older. Like, yeah. I'm an older woman, and I work with a bunch of, like, younger that are very messy.
Like, how much older are you than them?
Probably about 15 years.
Okay, so Madi, she wanted to remain anonymous, but I know that you could feel her energy.
What I'm picking up immediately is this struggle, right? And I feel like she's having to combat an unfulfilling energy that is brewing within her. She feels like she's doing way too much for the level of pay that she's getting, and there's literally no support around her. So she goes home feeling very unfulfilled. It's draining her vital energy, to be quite honest with you. But the good news is that while she might feel a little bit stuck at this moment, there is luck ahead of her. There's a new opportunity that's brewing in her near future. I'm feeling summertime. I feel like the sun is out. So when I see that, I really do think of summertime. And like right around that time frame, there's going to be a better opportunity for her. Give it some time.
Okay. All right. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? All of us as a collective.
I do feel that there's a lot of obscure energy in the ethers for all of us. What that means is essentially when we are asking a question, there's not a lot of answers coming to us. There's something blocking those answers from arriving.
Like a universal blockage almost?
Yeah, essentially that's what I'm getting. And even in answering this question, that it's even infused into this message because I'm like at a loss for words. Spirit wants to remind us to get back to the basics. We don't need to overcomplicate and we don't need to know everything. As humans, we automatically want to know what's in front of us so that we can feel more settled and grounded, because there's a lot of fear that is created with the unknown. But we're being reminded this week that we don't need to have all the answers. What we need to do is focus on what's right in front of us in that moment and to remind ourselves that even if we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, we know that we're okay right now. The more you think of the tomorrow, the more anxiety is created. But there is this grounded energy within this message. I'm like even closing my eyes and like visualizing this person that is lost and that is trying to get to the next stage of their life. But all they could see is like 5 feet in front of them.
Right.
And that's honestly all you need. You just need to take one step at a time. However, there is this beautiful message that is layered on top of that where I see the sun coming out. So there is joy in this moment. Even if you can only see 5 feet in front of you, be grateful that that you can see it. You know, be grateful that it's not all dark. Just kind of remind yourself of these beautiful things so that you can get more clarity as time goes on.
Be grateful for the now and one step at a time. We're in such a hurry. And you're right, there is fear of the unknown. But you know that if you put one foot in front of the other, even if there's only a little bit of light, you're still moving forward. Gosh, Sirmati, thank you so much. I feel like we really needed that. I almost feel more calm, if that makes sense, after the spiritual reading. Now, I'd like you to follow Sirmati at Illis Divinity on Instagram. If you would like a free psychic reading, call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Sirmati, thank you so much for this Monday's reading. We love you and talk to you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're having a debate right now. This is very serious. Oreo cookie or chocolate chip? I don't understand why anybody's fighting this. Oreo cookie is the best-selling cookie in the world. It's delicious. Which is better? I asked for calls earlier, 877-730-DCS1. Okay, Manny, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. You've got one opportunity to prove your intelligence. Chocolate chip cookie or Oreo cookie, which is better?
Fresh baked chocolate chip cookies.
Danny. That's not right. Even a debate. Thank you.
Fresh baked chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, it's all warm.
Store-bought Oreos. Store-bought Oreos.
You can't pick both, Manny. You can't.
I mean, technically, he can pick both, but, you know.
No, I feel like I'm in between DJ Otto and Dana.
You're in the middle of the Oreo.
You are the double stuff, Manny.
You are the double stuff. Oh, my gosh. Maria, chocolate chip cookie or Oreo cookie, which is better?
Chocolate chip.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dana, you're not going to win this one. Nobody wants your Kim cookie, your manufactured cookie, okay?
Otto, stop talking smack about the Oreo. We're talking about how great the chocolate chip cookie is. We're not going to talk down on the Oreo.
Yeah, you keep talking about this manufactured cookie. It's only the number one selling cookie in the world, and it was before. They made it before. It was invented before the accidental chocolate chip cookie.
This accidental chocolate chip cookie is actually beneficial to your health.
I have
facts to back up this.
What is the chocolate chip cookie? You're already losing the debate, Anthony, with Otto here. What is it good
for? Okay, first of all, it's good for your heart. Especially a dark chocolate chip cookie.
You can't even say that.
I know I can't.
You can't even say
that. It regulates your cholesterol. It gives you better brain function. It's nutrient rich. And it has antioxidants in it. What is in your chem cookie?
What chocolate chip cookies are you eating, dude?
You're supposed to be on my side.
You're supposed to be on our side. You're talking about health benefits of cookies. This is not a good look for chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, here's another argument that I have. If you stick an Oreo in milk, not that good. If you put your chocolate chip cookie in milk, it gets all nice
now
and soft and gooey. And no, it goes to the bottom of the milk. And then you have all that little chocolate chip gooiness at the bottom. And when you finish your milk, you get to experience that again.
You literally lost the debate because everybody knows Oreo cookies and milk is the best.
Not better than a warm chocolate chip cookie
in
milk.
I bet you our next caller says Oreo, or at least I hope, because I'm so losing this debate. Good morning, Julie. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Obviously, this is an extremely important conversation. Which is better, Oreo or chocolate chip cookie?
An Oreo.
Say that again, Julie. Say that again.
An Oreo.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you. A woman with a brain. I knew it. I knew when I talked to you. Oreo is so much better than chocolate chip cookie, right?
Yes. That's actually what I had last night with some milk.
Let's go, girl. And I like to twist it off. You can have just the chocolate. You can have it with the cream or just the cream. Like, come on. There's so much variety. With a chocolate chip cookie, it's just you get what you get.
It's so good.
But nobody's ever walked into a house and goes, smells like fresh baked Oreo.
Your grandma didn't make Oreos.
You know what? My grandma didn't make chocolate chips. She made bizcochos, okay?
Well, you didn't sit around doing cookies with her, okay?
And really, bizcochos greater than both. Okay.
Oreos are still not better than chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I people are calling. Like, they're on my side at this point. Now
let the next caller be the decider and who wins.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
It's a random person.
I don't even know who they are. Gosh, I hope they choose Oreo. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. You are the deciding factor. What's your name?
Blake.
Oh, Blake.
Oreo cookie or chocolate chip, Blake?
I'm not going to lie. I like Oreos more.
Let's go, Blake!
Who invited you?
Get out of here, dude.
God, dude.
Victory feels so good. Otto, when I buy my Oreos, you can't have any. A77.
I want any.
730-DCS1. I'll hide them anyway. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I believe the BET Awards are back. And I'll tell you why. Cardi B has a little something to do with it. And we'll hear from her right now after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Tina Fey and George Strait celebrating their birthday.
Hey, all my exes live in Texas. Okay, Drewski is hosting the BET Awards. In my opinion, this is the biggest move that the BET Awards has made in years.
It's going to be the funniest it's been in years.
He's at the top of his game right now, right? It's June 28th. This is just part of the skit he created to promote the event, and Cardi B's in it.
Cardi B!
Oh, my God. What is going on?
I'm hosting BET Awards this year. Get on down here, girl. I came with the mariachi. I thought you ain't...
I'm Dominican. Stop it right now.
Hey, Cardi, make sure you bring the girls out.
I'll bring the girls. You know I bring the girls. Thank you, papacitos.
This is what I'm talking about. He pushes buttons, but it doesn't even matter which side you're on. You're going to laugh.
From his Hatfish skit to his Mega Church skit. And then I know the Erica Kirk one pissed everyone off.
First of all, it wasn't about her.
I know. Yeah. Technically, it was not about her, right?
It was not about her. It's just him making fun of current events in the most hilarious way ever.
He's definitely somebody who's benefited from Drake's his association with Drake and being loyal to Aubrey.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. Like, he's been ride or die. And with
don't
Drake,
forget Jack Harlow.
He's been riding around
with Jack Harlow for a minute, too. That's how we met him.
You know, I still have the video of you, Anthony, handing him that Moon Man backstage. Remember, was it the MTV Movie Awards? Yeah, the Movie Awards. I feel like just Drewski's funny, and I'm happy for him. But more so, I'm happy for the BET Awards because I feel without this, I haven't watched in years, and I'm ready. Think about it. In this promo alone, you had, obviously, we talked about Cardi B, Jamie Foxx.
John Legend.
This might be the comeback that BET needed. All right, check the full promo video at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.